as high as, what, 26 or 27, Tom?
Thank you, Helen. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 23rd of June. The general synopsis at midnight, high German Bight 1027, expected Germany 1020 by midnight tonight. New low expected 50 miles southwest of Iceland 998 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at Sera, southerly 4 or 5, veering westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Sera, northwesterly 4 or 5 at first in southeast, otherwise variable 3 or 4, becoming southerly later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Rain at times, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwesterly 4 or 5 at first in northeast Fisher, otherwise variable 3 or 4. Rain at times, moderate or good. Humber, Thames. East or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable later. Showers at first, thundery at times in Thames. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in Thames. Dover, White, Portland. East or northeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or 4. Showers at first, thundery at times in Dover and White. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in Dover and White. Plymouth, Biscay, southeast Fitzroy. Variable 3 or 4, fog patches, thundery showers except in Plymouth. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sol. Northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first. Rain at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast Shannon. Variable 3 or 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Shannon, Rockall. Southwesterly 4 or 5, rain at times, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides. South or southwest 4 or 5, rain at times, moderate or good. Bailey, cyclonic 5 or 6, becoming southwest 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in southeast Iceland. Rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south-southeast, 3, mist. 3 miles, 1,018, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south-southeast, 3, 1,017, falling. Lerwick, west, 3, 5 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Lucas, calm, 4 miles, 1,020, falling. Bridlington, southeast by south, 3, 1,023, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 4, 2 miles, 1,021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by south, 4, 2 miles, 1,019. Jersey, east-southeast, 4, 9 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast, 4, 1,017. Scilly Automatic, northeast by east, 4, 5 miles, 1,018, falling more slowly. Valentia, southeast by south, 1, 27 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, northeast by north, 2, recent rain, 16 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Malin Head, south, southwest, 4, 14 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. the general situation, high pressure over the North Sea, will move away southeast into the continent on Tuesday. Another high will move east or northeast over the UK and into the North Sea during Wednesday as a complex low develops to the south and southwest of the UK. This complex low will drift towards the UK overnight into Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast, veering west or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Rain at times, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South, 4 or 5, becoming variable, 3 or 4. Mainly fair, mainly good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast, 4 or 5, veering west or northwest, 3 or 4. Mainly fair, mainly good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable later. Showers at first, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable later. Thundery showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Thundery showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast, becoming variable 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers at first, thundery in the east. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in the east. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable mainly north or northeast, 3 or 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable becoming north or northeast, 3 or 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable becoming north or northeast, 3 or 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable becoming north, 3 or 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Isle of Man. Variable or southeast, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 in the east at first, becoming northerly later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 3 or 4. Fog patches in south. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor in south. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or 4. Fog patches in south. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor in south. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast, veering west or southwest, 3 or 4. Rain at times, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast, 3 or 4, veering southwest, 4 or 5. Rain at times, moderate or good. Shetland Isles. South or southeast, veering southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. We'll turn our attention to farming issues shortly, but first it's prayer for the day with Brian Kerr of Kilmacombe Parish Church in Inverclyde.
Good morning. In one of the communities in which I was minister, there's a woman who, for as long as anyone can remember, has been the one who shows up. When someone's bereaved, she's the first round with a cool box filled with food for a meal. When the church steps needed sweeping before a funeral or a wedding, she's there an hour early. When a neighbour's ill, she does the shopping without being asked. People have tried to thank her properly over the years, and she often looks genuinely puzzled and tries to downplay it, as if she didn't quite understand what the fuss was about. Now that's what real service looks like. Not a grand project or a job title. A long, quiet habit of turning up for other people until it becomes just who you are. The world is held together mostly by people like her. People doing small things for other people, not for reward or applause, just because somewhere along the way they've understood that this is what being human asks of us. For those who follow the Christian faith, serving Jesus has sometimes been misunderstood as something you do inside a church. Tea after the service, a rota for flowers. Now, all of that matters, but it's the small change, not the main currency. The deeper service is what happens on the Tuesday morning. The lift you give someone who didn't ask. The phone call you make to the friend nobody's checked on. The patience you find when you'd rather be sharp with someone. You don't have to be religious to recognise this. We all know someone like the women in that community. The people who hold our communities together usually aren't the ones with the loudest voices. They are the ones who turn up week after week and don't make a thing of it. God, who served us first, give us today the patience of small kindnesses and the courage to keep showing up. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with the Reverend Brian Kerr. Now, Farming Today with Kaz Graham.